T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of the Jets,
indeed,
in his weekly spot,
yes,
fresh off a bye.
Oh my God,
Avery Williamson.
Avery, how are you,
man? I'm doing great.
You know what?
Just finished my massage, man.
God bless you with the massage. Time. And let me tell you, you guys did a tremendous job against the bye last week. I want to tell you, it was a great week for Jet fans because our team didn't lose. You know what I mean?
It was a great week, man. I didn't look at any football.
You didn't watch any football at all?
I watched the Seahawks and the Packers play Thursday.
Oh, you did watch that game. Okay.
But Sunday I didn't watch any football, man. I just didn't want to.
I don't blame you. I think it's good to get away. Do you usually do that during byes, though? Do you usually make sure that you try to avoid most football during the bye, or was this one different?
I had to travel, too, so that's another dilemma. Like, when I was with the Titans, all I had to do was drive 2 hours. And,
true.
Yeah, and I was there. So now I got to drive 2 hours, go to the airport, and then hop on a plane. So I might have watched a little bit if I didn't have to travel, but – by the time I got home, I was done.
Yeah, no,
I was exhausted.
Your old team, by the way, could have used you on the bottom.
Oh,
my God, did they get their asses
kicked.
Yeah,
what is the deal with that they can't beat Andrew Luck? I mean, Andrew Luck's, it's 10 straight wins that he's had against the Titans
now?
Yeah,
it's crazy because I was telling somebody about that yesterday. Like, I don't think – they've never beat Andrew Luck. Like, we beat the Colts last year, but that was with Jacoby Brissett.
Right, right.
But – I don't think he's ever lost to the Titans.
No, he hasn't. He's 10-0 lifetime against him.
Yeah, he's never lost. Like, I don't know what it is, man, but he's lucky. against the Titans, man, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like if he like hexed him or something or what.
Well, 38-10 is more than luck. I mean, it was a beatdown against the Titans on Sunday.
But you know what, Avery? We know it's not your fault because you beat Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. That's right. The Jets. That's your last. How about this, Avery? This makes me delirious. Okay, you know, I'm kind of Jet fan is sick. You know what I am? How about the fact that you guys have not won a game since you beat Andrew Luck, and Andrew Luck has not lost a game since he lost to you guys?
Yeah, polar opposites.
Yeah, yeah.
And polar opposites,
and it never
man.
Works our way. You know what I mean? Why?
Polar opposites, man. Yeah. They. I don't know, man. They got on the roll. They got on the roll after they. After they play this, man, I don't know. But some teams just, I don't know. If I could explain it, I could. But some teams just get that rhythm. Just get that rhythm, man, and they just take off.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that rhythm for our team, Avery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to have to wait till next year for that rhythm again.
Keep pushing, man.
Yeah, well.
That's all you can do, man. I'm low on gas, man. One of y'all want to loan me a couple bucks?
Well, hold on a minute. You signed a $24 million contract, and I got to loan
Whoa,
you money.
Oh, dang.
Hold
now
on.
You my,
no, wait. Hold on. I got to loan you money.
Now you're in my pockets. I can't ask for a couple bucks.
Well, you're asking me for money for gas. Well, hold on.
What?
I'm making $20. You know, I'm lucky I'm making $20 a week here. What are you?
Dang.
What are you driving now? I thought you had your massage. I thought you were getting
a
massage.
Yeah, and I pulled around to the back of the facility. So after this, I'm going to get a little food to go.
All right.
Avery, because I love you, I would loan you money, all right?
No,
I don't have a lot of it, but
Avery,
I would loan
for
you.
For you, Avery, because you're one of the best players on his team, I would absolutely loan you money.
And like Joe said, you're good for it because I know you got the money to pay it back.
You got
to
have a couple.
there's got to
be a couple guys there making some money, right? I mean, there's got to be a couple.
With interest. I'll pay you back with interest.
Oh, no, I don't even need the interest. That's funny, man. Hey, one thing, though, Avery, watch out. When you get that gas in the state of New Jersey, you're not even allowed to pump it, all right?
Right? That's right.
I know you want to, because I want to.
When I went back to Tennessee, I was like, I got to pump my own gas. I was pissed. It was cold, too. I was like, man, what the heck? I got to pump my own gas.
By the way, Avery, my producer, Ernie Acosta, who's also a Jet fan, by the way, points out you could borrow money from Tremaine Johnson. He signed a $72 million deal, and he has been worth every penny so far.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Hey, I had to say it.
I have to ask you.
Oh, my God. Wait, but he just got beat by some Bill receiver I never heard of for about a 50-yard gain down the sideline. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to say that, Avery.
Hey, I got faith in him, man. He'll bounce back.
Yeah, when he's with another team. Anyway,
he's in New England next year.
He's been playing for the Patriots.
No, to your credit, though, man, and we've seen this with the Giants over the years. We see it with the Jets. Guy signs a big free agent contract, and some guys work harder. Some guys are like, man, I got to prove I'm worth every dime. You happen to be in that class.
Yes.
I think Olivier Vernon did that a lot with the Giants, where you could kind of see. But then there are others where they get the money, and there's been too many with the Jets over the years.
Yeah, unfortunately. Right?
But that is a good trait that you have, that you got the money, and you're probably playing. I wasn't watching every snap of you in Tennessee, but you've been playing some tremendous football. It feels like it's the best football of your career. Do you feel like it is?
Yeah, I feel like it is. And I mean, I just, the older I get, you know, the more, you know, football savvy I am. So I'm just getting better, you know, each year. And I mean, I don't see a reason to decline, you know, after, you know, getting paid. I don't see a reason for that. I feel like you get money, and I feel like it's more of an incentive, you know, to play. Like, you know, teams paying you big money. I feel like, you know, you got to make sure that you show them that it was a good investment. So, you know, that's just the way I was, you know, brought up. So it's, I mean, I'm happy with what I'm being paid, man, and I want to go out there and prove to them that they made the right choice. So,
well, you've been a tremendous player.
That's why.
So far.
That's why. And I want to see my game improve, and I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I want to see how great I can be. You know, so I don't want to go out there and just stank it up.
All right,
I got some money.
All right, you're 3-7. You got 6 games left. You're playing the Patriots this week. We know the coach isn't going to be here next year. Where are you guys at right now? I mean, what can I expect? I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't think you're beating the Patriots. I wish you would, but I got a feeling you guys are going to come out smoking to play your what's off in this game. Can we expect that Sunday against New England?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're going. I know. I know we're gonna come out, you know, with the right mindset, man, playing hard. You know, regardless of the outcome, you know, it's gonna be we're gonna give great effort. We just gotta play smart. We gotta play a lot smarter than what we did last week, or not last week, but the week before against the Bills. We gotta play a lot smarter because, I mean, offensively and defensively, we just didn't play our style of football. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got smacked pretty bad. So, you know, we've got to be a smarter group. And we got to just make sure we're playing together, not going out there doing our own thing. We got to make sure that we're playing together, you know, as a unit, as a team. So, we got to just make sure that we're on point in practice this week. You know, everybody get their minds back right, focus on the job. And, I mean, Patriots got a good team. They got a good team. So we got to make sure that we do whatever to, you know, get them off balance, whatever it takes.
We're talking to Avery Williamson. The coach said the morale is high. Mm. Now, I'll tell you, in the fan base, the morale is not very high.
No.
But why do you think the morale is high in that locker room despite the struggles?
I mean, that's the only way you can – I feel like if you walk around here depressed and stuff, I mean, it's, you know you're struggling already, so – so you don't want to make it even more of a gloomy feeling by walking around here sad. You know, it's still, well, I mean, you're fighting for your job, you know, at the end of the day. You're fighting for your job. And, you know, regardless of what happens, you know, what changes are made, you know, who's going to be here next year, you know, that film is going to be out there. So you got to make sure that you're putting on good film, you know, regardless of what's been happening this season, because you're your own brand and you got to represent yourself, because you might not have a job if you go out there and lay an egg. You might not have a job next year.
Mm.
That's just a little, I mean, that's just for more personal reasons, but I mean, you still want to end the season on good measures. I mean, you don't want to go out just feeling terrible. I mean, I feel like we want to show some signs of life and get some wins these next six games.
You know, you guys practiced yesterday, right? Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the quarterback did not practice yesterday, although he's not in a boot. Do you have any inkling? Because Bowles didn't make any decision yet. Any inkling whether he was going to play or not this week, Donald?
Man, I have no idea. That's above my pay grade.
No, I understand. I get it.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. He wasn't in the boot. So, I mean, hopefully, I feel like he's getting better. So, we'll see, man.
Well, I'll tell you, if Josh McCown plays, I'd personally rather see Davis Webb.
Yeah, me too.
What have you thought of Davis Webb when you go up against him and you see him in practice?
I mean, I've seen him make some good throws, man, honestly. So, he can run. Who knows? Who knows? You never can tell until a person gets in the game and gets live reps. So, you know, who knows what may happen. Honestly, you can never tell. I've seen some times where he's made some great throws, honestly.
Mm. Now, has anything been said to you guys? I don't think you need to get motivated to play the Patriots. I mean, I got to believe, you know, that you guys, like I said, you're going to come out there really, really smoking to play. But has the coaching staff said anything about what's coming up the last 6 weeks? Has there been any discussion, any meetings along those lines, anything like that?
I mean, really, the biggest thing is you know, like my coach, he told us that we just got to make sure that we're
– Who's that, Casey Rogers is saying
this? No, Mike Caldwell, he's just telling us – my position coach, he was just telling us as a linebacker group that, you know, we got to make sure that we're just staying on point, you know, referring back to what I was saying about being your own brand. You know, the film doesn't lie, so you got to make sure that you're just – putting a good film out there and still being a leader for the team. You know, we got to make sure that we're linebackers, we run the defense, so we got to make sure that we're on point and just staying focused. You know, it can be a lot of distractions, you know, when you're 3-7, you know, media and whatnot, a lot of different things. So just the main thing is just staying focused and making sure that you're coming to work with a purpose, you know. That's the biggest thing.
If Todd Bowles gets fired the next few weeks, is Mike Caldwell the best guy suited to lead the team the rest of the way?
I honestly don't even know who would be the interim head coach.
I was leaning towards Caldwell, I figure, and you just mentioned him when you were talking to him. So I just figure, like, do you think he's probably best suited to fill in after Joe gets his wish and Todd Bowles is gone?
Man, honestly, I have no idea what may happen, but I guess all I can do is control the controllables, man. And whatever happens, if they keep Bowles, you know, we just gotta whoever's coaching, we're gonna play for them. That's all we can do.
Why does it? Here's one thing I can never understand. And again, we're talking to Avery Williamson. I hear all the time different guys, not necessarily you, but different guys on the team saying, oh, you know, we love Todd, you know, whether it's Leonard Williams, whether it's Jamal Adams, he's not the problem, he's not this, he's not that. And then, you know, the team goes out there and, you know, they love playing for him so much that they have a stinker like they had against Buffalo. I mean, I don't get that stuff. You know what I mean, Avery? I don't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, the tough part is that, you know, I mean, they're not going to coach a perfect game, and we're not going to play a perfect game. But, you know, those coaches, they can't be out there physically, you know, making tackles, you know, making sacks, defending passes. So, you know, there was a lot of mistakes in that game. There was a lot of mistakes that could have been corrected by all of us. So, you know, you can't just sit here and say it's all on the coaches, because if you looked at the film, I mean, it was some bad things. So we were all a part of that mess. So you can't just sit there and say the coach did this and that, because you know they can only do so much. They can only do so much. And we got to make sure that we're doing things, you know, on the field, you know, that fit. You know, when they make a play call, we got to make sure that we're on point, fitting our right gaps, you know, right coverage, and communicating. And that's what we can control as players.
We're talking to Avery Williamson. Would you, on a happier note, let's vision some good things. Would you rather sack Tom Brady or pick Tom Brady off on Sunday?
How about both?
Well, I mean,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Of course.
How about
I say pick him off.
Pick him off. Okay. Well, yeah. Go do it three times.
Yeah.
Oh,
why
twice.
Not?
I'll take twice.
Here's the mission. Okay. Hit him, strip sack, recover, interception, return for a touchdown. Your thoughts?
Whew. Hey. I got chills just thinking about that.
Nah, you got chills. I mean, you kidding me? I think I'd be. I wouldn't move for a week if this happened. And you won the game, of course.
Oh man, that would be insane.
Yeah, that would be insane.
That'd be the topper winning the game, of course.
Right.
That's essential. You don't think about the fact that, you know, this was a positive week for the Jets. I don't even know if you know this, Avery.
Right.
The Jets moved up
big time
in the draft order.
No doubt.
Right? Now that is not something you think about or care about, correct?
I didn't even know that.
All right. We think about this.
So that's one benefit to the losing, all right? The coach will be replaced, and the Jets do move up, you know, draft pick status. And who knows, maybe Nick Bosa will be one of your teammates next year.
You never know.
Could happen.
Hey, whoever they bring in, hey, as long as they benefit the team, that's all that matters. Williams, as long as they're not a bust.
Yeah, well, you haven't been, and that's certainly a good thing, no doubt about it. Now, what are you having Thanksgiving? Where are you having that?
At my apartment, actually. My parents are coming up today.
Nice.
Oh, your mother's coming up to cook? I met your mother. She was here when you were here.
Yeah, lovely woman.
Mrs. Williamson.
Man. Yep. Yeah, man. Mom and dad, they're coming up today. So I actually got to go grocery shopping after this.
You got to go grocery shopping?
Well, they're visiting him.
Right.
Yeah. I got to go get groceries. That's like pulling teeth.
You go to ShopRite?
I don't even know where to go.
I don't know if there's ShopRite in Florham Park.
I
think there is, actually.
Is there a shop right here?
I think so. There used to be in the old, when I used to be in the grocery business 1,000 years ago.
How far is Ramsey? You can just drive over.
No,
and
it's
meet
a little
there.
It's a little hop to Ramsey.
Okay.
Man, I'm not looking forward to it. She gave me a list before I left home Sunday.
Right.
And then she sent me a revised list.
Oh, you got a revised list?
List.
Oh, you got like, more than one list? Oh,
yeah, it's three.
Three lists you got?
Yeah, I'm like,
do you have the turkey yet? Did you get the turkey yet?
Nah, I'm going to get everything out of this.
All right.
Good
luck. Killing my Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it's all good, man. I'm happy that they'll be up here.
Yeah, that's good. So just you and your parents for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
All right.
Well, way low.
What
about y'all?
No, I'm going to one of my daughters, and I'm watching football, you know?
Yeah. That's what I usually do.
Yeah, but me, I'm like you. I just pay. You know what I'm saying? They cook. Here it is, Avery. They cook, I pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would much rather do that.
Yeah, yes. You're right. Oh. Actually, I agree with you.
I'm with you. I got a first-class watch.
I'd much rather pay.
I'm just watching my father-in-law put everything together, and I'm like, great, when's it ready? Let's eat.
Right. No doubt about it.
You got it tough, Avery. But, Avery, you've had a great first part of the year.
Yes.
Have a very healthy and happy Thanksgiving with your family.
Yeah, stay healthy. Enjoy Thanksgiving. And when you hit Brady, when you get that interception return for a touchdown as you're going into the end zone, think about me, okay?
I got you.
Thanks, Avery.
All right, Avery. You be well, bro.
All right, have a good one.
Take care.
Avery Williamson in his weekly spot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.